Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In a Kingdom This Cursed and Empty, by Stacia Stark, the captivating second installment in the Kingdom of Lies series, readers are plunged back into a richly envisioned world where magic and mystery abound. Stark continues to weave a spellbinding tale of power, betrayal, and intrigue as the main characters navigate a tumultuous landscape rife with dangers both mortal and supernatural. This sequel builds on the foundational conflicts and relationships established in the first book, introducing new dynamics and deepening the enigmatic lore of the universe Stark has created, making it a thrilling follow-up that expands the stakes and explores the dark corners of power and destiny. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, evolution of main characters. In a Kingdom This Cursed and Empty, Stacia Stark skillfully develops her characters by pushing them into new challenges that test their limits and unearth deeper layers of their personalities. The protagonist, whose quest for truth and justice was ignited in the first book, now faces darker threats and moral dilemmas that highlight their evolving understanding of righteousness and power. Each character is meticulously crafted with strengths that are challenged and weaknesses that are exposed, making their journeys not only intriguing, but deeply relatable. Stark's ability to intertwine personal growth with plot advancement enriches the narrative, ensuring that readers remain invested in the protagonist's fates as they navigate the treacherous political landscapes and intricate relationships that define the series. Secondly, world-building and mythology. Stark's world-building continues to be a cornerstone of the series, with A Kingdom This Cursed and Empty expanding on the already richly detailed universe. The settings are not just backdrops, but are integral to the storyline, influencing the characters' decisions and the progress of the plot. In this installment, readers learn more about the history of the kingdoms, the origins of magic, and the lore of mystical creatures that roam the land. Stark weaves these elements seamlessly into the narrative, creating a world that is immersive and believable. The attention to detail in the cultural, political, and environmental aspects of the world not only adds depth to the story, but also raises the stakes, making the challenges that characters face more complex and consequential. Thirdly, themes of power and corruption. A central theme in A Kingdom This Cursed and Empty is the exploration of power and its corrupting influence. Stark delves into the complexities of governance and rule in a realm where magic can be both a tool and a weapon. The characters grapple with the heavy burdens of leadership and the temptations of absolute power, which threaten to undermine their morals and goals. As allegiances shift and secrets come to light, the narrative explores how individuals and factions use power for both benevolent purposes and for personal gain. This theme is explored through intricate plots and subplots involving betrayal, espionage, and the struggle for liberation, offering readers a reflective look at the dangers of unchecked ambition and the ethical dilemmas that accompany power. Fourthly, conflict and resolution, the narrative structure of A Kingdom. This Cursed and Empty is driven by a series of well-crafted conflicts that stem both from external antagonistic forces and from internal personal struggles. Stark manages to balance large-scale battles and political maneuvers with intimate personal conflicts, creating a dynamic pace and maintaining tension throughout the book. The resolution of these conflicts often involves clever twists and turns, providing satisfying payoffs while setting the stage for future developments. This interplay between different types of conflict not only enriches the narrative, but also highlights the multifaceted nature of struggle, whether it be for power, love, or survival. Lastly, the role of magic. Magic in A Kingdom This Cursed and Empty serves as a pivotal element that influences all aspects of the story. Stark explores various forms of magic, their implications, and their limits, which adds a layer of complexity to the narrative. Characters' abilities are linked with both personal and political power, adding a layer of strategic depth to the story. The use of magic can alter the course of battles, shift political alliances, and even affect personal relationships, making it a crucial tool and sometimes a burden for the characters. The ethical considerations and the cost of using magic are also significant themes, providing a nuanced perspective on the role of supernatural elements within a fantasy setting. In conclusion, Stacia Stark's A Kingdom This Cursed and Empty is recommended for fans of intricate fantasy tales imbued with themes of power, betrayal, and moral conflict. The book's rich character arcs and expansive world-building make it a compelling read for those who appreciate depth and complexity in their fantasy literature. It benefits readers by providing not only an escape into a fantastical world, but also insights into the handling of power, leadership, and ethics. The book offers valuable lessons on resilience, the importance of choices, and the complexities of human nature, making it a meaningful addition to any reader's library. If you would like to support Stacia Stark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.